KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellamy of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, the drama around not just Harvey Weinstein, but the Weinstein Company, which, as we speak, is still sort of alive on life support, continues. This was a company that obviously took a tremendous hit. It was in trouble before the allegations about Harvey Weinstein's conduct came out. But since then, of course, things instantly got far worse. The name became very toxic. And there was a question, could it go forward at all? And then there was this sale offer put together by a group fronted by a woman named Maria Contreras-Sweet, financing apparently from Ron Burkle, who is a grocery magnate and a mogul and an investor. It was a very high price for a company that seemed to be in desperate trouble, but that was what they were proposing to do. And it seemed like the sale for this unlikely number might go ahead until Sunday the 11th of this month. And this was a very rare Sunday move by the New York Attorney General.
Right. The New York Attorney General essentially stepped in on the cusp of this potential $500 million sale and sued, alleging all kinds of civil rights arguments, that this conduct was egregious that was going on at the Weinstein Company, and the executives at the Weinstein Company knew about it and should have acted. He didn't.
The executives and the board.
And the board, exactly. He didn't name them, but the implication was that David Glasser, who is the president of the Weinstein Company and was shepherding this sale to this investor group, was at fault and should be held accountable, and most importantly, should not benefit from any sale of the company to these new investors.
Yeah, David Glasser was supposed to be in charge of the company if the sale went forward. It had a bad smell, that sale. It seemed like, why is somebody paying so much money to pull this company back from the brink of a bankruptcy? The feeling was maybe they're worried about what could come out in the post-bankruptcy situation, but it had this funky aroma. And clearly, one of the things that Eric Schneiderman, the New York State Attorney General, was concerned about also was that there wouldn't be enough money left over to compensate victims of this years-long pattern of atrocious alleged behavior. So he slammed the brakes down on this. Again, unusual for him to make this move on a Sunday. And I think the consensus at this point in the community here is that this company will now probably fall into bankruptcy.
What happened was the board then moved to fire David Glasser as its president. And then Glasser then returned the favor by saying he's going to sue the board for $85 million. So this puts the company in this precarious situation where the guy who is going to potentially lead the company after a sale is now suing the board that was trying to effectuate the sale, while the attorney general is saying, we don't want a sale if these people are all going to benefit. The ultimate end game for this is most likely bankruptcy.
Yeah, and meanwhile, they're playing pass the potato. Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Bellamy, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.